Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, another special edition introducing you to a speaker at our live event this summer. And this one's near and dear to my heart, man. Brian and I have become, I guess, long distance best friends over the years that we've been hanging out. We met at an event in California, digital marketers event, just kind of hung out. I don't think either of us really enjoyed the event, honestly, and we enjoyed each other's company a whole lot more. And so after that, we became partners. We'll explain all of that in here, but welcome, Brian Angel, to the podcast.
Thanks, buddy. Good
actually,
to see you.
Good
back,
to talk to you. Right? Welcome back. You were one of the first episodes here, Freedom Friday episodes that we had discussing kind of your journey.
Is this three times or is this two? I think this might be three.
I think it's four, but two of those were on my other podcast, right? The UK show, you were on there, and then you came over here and you did a Freedom Friday episode. So way back, if you guys want to search way back in the archives or just search Brian Angel on Spotify, I bet there's only so many podcasts out there by someone named Brian Angel. So yeah, way back, Brian goes into much, much more detail on his history and the acquisitions that we'll kind of touch on today. But can we get a little background on you, Brian? How did you even get to be on this screen today with the one and only Ben Kenegendorf?
Yeah. Okay. So the Reader's Digest version, I started a dropshipping store in 2016, selling standing desks. That store was and is called Standing Desk Nation. And then as you alluded to, you and I met, I want to say that was 2018 or 2019. And just sort of became fast friends. Like, as you said, that was was not the most memorable conference, except for the fact that you and I hung out and became good buddies out of that, like instantly good buddies. And so anyways, you started dropshipping in 2016, developed that store into a seven-figure business, did pretty well, and then went on to actually acquire one of our suppliers, a company called InMovement that at the time sold standing desks and treadmill desks. And that's primarily what I do now. I still have Standing Desk Nation, but it basically in the process of switching that from a dropshipping store to a content site, which is probably a story for another time because it's a long one. But that's how you and I started working together. You and I, we partnered starting around 2018, 2019. In fact, I know it was 2018. I remember the event that caused me to call you and finally say, dude, we've got to get working on this together because I really wanted to understand SEO and better utilize organic content for my site. I realized the problems with relying solely on paid traffic. And so that's how you and I began our relationship. And as you said, yeah, to this day, we remain, even though we're not partners anymore, we remain, you know, really close friends, even 2,000 miles away.
And I think anyone who's in our course currently or is on, you know, part of the elite membership, the office hours with BK, this site comes up a lot, Standing Desk Nation. It's because Brian and I did a lot of work, mostly Brian. I hand coded a couple pages that are still on there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I hope they stay there forever because
you got your hands dirty.
Yeah, it took me a lot of work to hand code that stuff. And you, Bill, we share the FlexiSpot collection often as like, here's a good example of how to build out collection pages in a dropshipping business. And so if you're sitting on the sidelines right now and you're wondering, what does a high ticket dropshipping business even look like? Go to Brian's store, Standing Desk Nation. We did a lot of good stuff over there and it's a very, very hard industry. But I think one of the coolest things we did, I like to say we, but it was mostly you. You did it. You did everything here. And we just met on the negative 50 day in Chicago, which was pretty brutal, to acquire one of the brands we were carrying. Like, I assume we're going to talk something about that at the live event. Can you give a brief overview of how that even came about?
Yeah. So InMovement, the company that we acquired, they were owned by a really big company, literally a billion-dollar conglomerate. And they were primarily focused on standing desks. They sold some treadmill desks. It was ironically, it was my favorite product of all the things that we sold on Standing Desk Nation. The InMovement standing desks, especially, were my favorite product. And I guess the short of the long is that when a big company creates an enterprise like a standing desk company, a billion-dollar company, they expect a lot. They invested, I mean, frankly, millions of dollars into the business, and it did well. I mean, I think it peaked at like a $5 million a year business, but that's not good enough for a billion-dollar company. So they were basically looking to walk away from it, and we sort of got word of that. initially we tested the waters by buying up all of their remaining inventory at the end and just selling it. We were the sole supplier for a while through San Diego Station. And then after a lot of searching and chatting and working relationships, figured out that they would be willing to sell the business to us. And so, yeah, the rest is history. As you said, we went to Chicago in the middle of the polar vortex in 2019 when it was minus 50. And after getting there, one of all the meetings we had planned ended up happening because nobody could even get to the hotel where we were. But went on to, you know, basically return in movement to, you know, its potential. And it's been a great business for us. And since then, we've even acquired another brand, as you know, so that we can now sell treadmills or treadmill desks along with the standing desks. And it's been a great business.
First off, they couldn't come across town to the hotel at negative 50. I don't blame their employees, but how dumb was I driving from Minneapolis down there, right? Like 6 hours. Every time I got out for gas, I would just, you know, freeze up, and it was brutal. I remember being brutal. We both stepped out of the hotel for like 2 seconds, and
yeah,
that layer around you is just gone, and it's real cold. And
well, and I don't know if you remember. I don't mean to digress here, but I don't know if you remember the day before we actually went and visited a supplier just south of Chicago, yeah. San Diego Nation supplier. But I remember being on the roads and it was windy and there was, you know, like snow blowing across the highway. And even then it was like, what are we doing? You know? But also it was kind of a chance for us to get together, which we didn't have a ton of opportunities to do. So I feel like that was a big part of it. Cause I'm sure there was some skepticism from Allie, my wife, when I left, like, where are you going? I mean, it's going to be freezing, you know, but
a little inside baseball on that trip. You should go visit your suppliers and take photos. Right. So Brian and I, we're doing what we preach here at Dropship Breakthrough. We went and visited one of our suppliers, and I'm going to call him what he is. That motherfucker didn't even come see us. Like, we're in his building for like 3 hours, and we never even got to meet the guy. Like, that was very unfortunate.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It was
the owner.
Employees showed us around. The rep we were dealing with, they were great, but the owner couldn't make 5 minutes to come out and like shake. I don't know. I thought that
totally
was
totally forgot. Ever. Yeah, good call.
What do you do? So if you've seen us meandering just now, be prepared for that at Dropship Breakthrough Live, because Brian and I just go off on little fractals, and I'm not sure we ever get back to the point, but it's usually an interesting conversation. So, all right. So we acquired one of the brands, and then you found another treadmill desk company and acquired that too. And both of these, I don't know how much you can speak about them. You didn't really acquire them with any money down either. I think that's the coolest part of this, of like how you can transition your dropshipping business or take advantage of opportunities in front of you and not have to like pull out of your pocket to do so.
Yeah. I mean, God, the possibilities are endless. So yeah, you're right. In either case, I didn't really put any cash down. I'm trying to remember if I put any down on the second one. I might put a little bit, but I mean, it was compared to the value of the sale in both cases, it was a fraction and something that I'll probably the average person that, you know, that'll be attending the event could afford, you know, even out of their pocket in some cases. So, some of it is right place, right time. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I mean, sometimes business is a matter of luck, but I would say you can't have that luck if you're not in the weeds and you're not building relationships with your suppliers and even your competitors. Man, I've got stories in all directions about that. But in the case of these two purchases, in both cases, it was just a function of making sure that. I was putting myself out there and then once you find an opportunity, you know, just looking for anything that you can find that is mutually beneficial to both parties. In the case of the second acquisition, what happened was InMovement initially sold a treadmill desk, but they didn't give us the rights to that when we bought the company. We only had the rights to all the standing desk products for different reasons. But we kept having people come to us saying, hey, InMovement used to sell one of these, you know, when are they going to be back? When are you going to have your treadmills available again? So I went out in search of something and came back across a company that I had talked to years ago with Standing Desk Nation. And initially I actually reached out just to see if they would consider white labeling for us. I just needed something. And he declined, but said, hey, look, you know, we are kind of looking for somebody to acquire the brand. Would you be interested? And the rest was history. And I, at the event, I'll talk more about what the actual terms were as detailed as I can be. But explain how you can get to essentially purchasing a company for no money down, you know, despite it being a really valuable, you know, entity, you know, really valuable asset for, it's just, you know, you just have to remember that that asset is only valuable to some people. And a lot of people, you know, as valuable as we saw that asset to be, the person on the other side of the phone is often thinking, how am I going to get out from under this? Like, it's so hard to find a buyer here. I've got somebody who's interested. I need to find a way to work with him. I, you know, I may or may not need cash right now. There's so many ways to skin a cat, and it's important to remember that you just never know what the other person on the other end of the negotiation is going to want.
You mentioned luck, right place, right time. A couple of weeks ago on this podcast, I did a solo episode called Get in the Arena. And it's from a quote by Theodore Roosevelt of like, it's not the people on the sidelines doing nothing who matter. It's the people who are in the arena. And like, none of this stuff happens if you aren't in the arena playing the game. And you never have a business if you're just sitting on the sidelines listening to a podcast just like this and not taking action. So I love that you mentioned luck. It's not luck, right? It's just like, even my whole journey feels like there's a lot of serendipity in there, but that only happened because I was putting in the work. I was putting in the effort, and luck seems to find you when you're doing the work.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I think between, you know, identifying opportunities in a dropshipping business, acquiring one of your suppliers, acquiring another brand, let alone guarantee there's people in our audience at the live event who are going to have questions for you as well. There's tons of things you could speak on. Do you have anything particular that you're passionate about that you might talk about in Minneapolis?
Well, I think that's it, right? I mean, I think talking about acquisitions, but I think really as part of, you know, just a general framework for, okay, I've got this business now. What is the next step? You know, as you and I have talked about, there's always this part of us that wants that, you know, we want those incremental jumps in our business, right? And that's not always a good thing, right? Sometimes, like, the small incremental stuff is what really matters, and you got to stay in what you're doing now. But I think we also always need something bigger to shoot for and think ahead to. And so you've got a dropshipping business, now what? And so I think if we can use the conversation around the acquisition of InMovement, the acquisition of Unsit, as a framework for, you know, how to think about your business long term and how to look for opportunities and just the importance, like you said, of being in the arena. I think that would be a great conversation to have with a lot of those guys and gals.
Well, I think you are one of the most like authentic, genuine, just like kind, like you're a great dad, you're a great human. I couldn't be more grateful that you're coming up there to talk to all of our students and anyone who's come to the live event. If you haven't grabbed a ticket, dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. It is for students only. If you aren't a student, book a call with us, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. Hop on a call with John or I, and we can talk to you about what it looks like to get in the course, what it looks like to come to Minneapolis, and meet Brian. Brian, I think you're going to stick around at least for a couple days. So I'm excited for everyone to meet you and you to share some of your wisdom, and really, honestly, just to give you a hug, man. I haven't seen you in so long. It would be good to see you in person again.
I'll be there as long as the wife will allow. And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Ben, I'm excited to be there for you. Like I told you before, you know, for those of you out there in the ether, I feel the same way about Ben as he sort of expressed about me, like any chance I have to give back to him. And frankly, guys, this is just a microcosm of everything we were just talking about, right? You know, you get back what you give, and so any chance you get to help somebody that you know is important to you, that's an important relationship, that's a friend, do it. It'll find its way back to you in some way. And then I'm excited to meet young, hungry entrepreneurs. I feel like, frankly, I could probably use a little dose of that, so it'll probably be good for me too, being around that and having some of that hunger rub off on me.
Well, I'm pumped to see you in Minneapolis, and anyone who's watching this who's going to be there as well. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. not just drop shipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat drop shipping businesses to PDF drop shipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.